This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I appreciate Dr. Pachinik holding the last 5 minutes while I was plugging, but that's how we fund the operation, as he knows. You can read his book, see his material, and read his excellent articles at stevepachinik.com. I'm going to play this special report at the start of the next segment. Hillary threatens war with Russia, and the media doesn't even report on it, from the American Legion. I was reading the quotes of what she said. To see this bedraggled sea hag trying to start wars is truly amazing. When Russia has the GDP of Italy, and China is obviously, in my view, the threat, and that's what people like Trump have said. But they like to bully a country they think they've got under their control. That's really what it's all about. She's a Soros globalist, so she just sees another country like Ukraine to loot. What a buzzard-like creature. I'm sorry, I'm going to stop ranting. Dr. Pachinik, thank you for the time. Thank you for the energy. 4 more minutes to cover whatever you'd like, sir.
All right, let me just say categorically, we will not have any war with Russia, and we will not have any war with China. We are destroying ISIS. Now, the reason I say that is not wishful thinking. General Michael Flynn, who is in the intelligence community and is highly respected, understands that the intelligence community plus our military community works very closely with the Russian soldiers and Russian intelligence. That's never going to change. The whole issue with Hillary is the fact that she has a whole group of neocon Jews and neocon Christians who worked for Bush Senior and were involved in 9/11. Those are the 50 people who are so-called experts that said that Trump is not qualified. That's nonsense. The second thing that we have is our economy will grow. If Trump comes in, I think it's very important to understand that the most important issue is not just immigration, but it is our economy and the jobs that we have at home. Trump can do that. He is the first president literally in 50 years who's been trained in reading a balance sheet, a cash flow sheet, and understands what it takes to create a business, even if you have to bankrupt that business. That's part of the dynamics of building and creating businesses. I've done 28 of them, and I've had to close down half of them. So anybody who's been in the world of business or creating companies knows that there are all kinds of problems. Hillary has never been involved in anything other than self-aggrandizement, manipulation, collusion, and corruption. And that's true of her entire family, including Chelsea, unfortunately, who I knew and I thought she was a sweet girl. But the worst part of the Clinton family is to corrupt that woman, that young girl from Stanford. But they don't stop at anything. So we have to be aware now. It's going to be even more lethal and dangerous on the part of the Clintons. They will do everything and anything to get that election. They will corrupt the electoral processes. They will change the machinery. They will create diversion. They will create false flags. And in turn, we have to make sure that we are aware, that we have situational awareness, that our soldiers and intelligence operatives overseas vote early and bring in the votes and make sure those votes are counted, that we're at...
Let me ask you this, because this is so important since you brought this up, Dr. Pachinik. I come out, say, hey, Trump, you got to watch out for election fraud. He's already on that page, comes out, starts getting the folks ready to be on top of it. Obama says it's ridiculous. The feds aren't involved in elections, even though we know they are. Then he brings in the EU and the UN and actually has Homeland Security now announcing they're going to seize control of the election. That is sensational. What does that signify?
Well, it signifies nothing. The Homeland Security, as everybody knows in the government, is nothing more than a paycheck of ineffectual people. And it was a disaster. Most of them just bring in their pension and they look...
So it's just a new agency declaring itself the commander of everything else.
Well, they can create whatever they want. Basically, Washington is dead. It's functionally inept. And what's happening and why I continue to go at it is we have a devolution of power more than anything else. And that's what they are afraid of more than anything else. It's no offense, Alex. It's not globalism. It's devolution of power.
No, no, I agree. That I agree the globalists are scared of power going back to the people,
correct,
back to local areas.
Brexit, as Trump brought in there.
You've been hammering it forever, and it's happening. I'm going to have you back next week if you'll do it, on right. De-evolution
God
of power.
You, and let's keep fighting because we're there, and we need more.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, the video's up on InfoWars.com. It's a Paul Joseph Watson report, and I'm going to add under his video, because people need to have that as well, my video from a week ago, the threat of nuclear war is not fear porn. And I understand that governments have saner minds in them and that the U.S. military has been working with the Russian military to try to take out ISIS and Al-Qaeda when they totally proved 4 years ago that Obama and Hillary were literally working with Saudi Arabia to do this. And that's not hype. That's not a fairy tale. That's not a movie. That really happened. Our government, Cy Hirsch has written articles about it. It's confirmed. Has been hijacked by criminals, and our own military said, we're not doing this, and then fed the intelligence to the Russians to roll the group up. When the Russians had destabilized Al-Qaeda and ISIS enough, they pulled out. And the next part of the deal is, after Obama was embarrassed into claiming he'd strike ISIS, now the U.S. military is supposed to go in and finish it up. And so that's the level of stuff that we told you was happening 4+ years ago. Now it's been mainstream news. And I only bring that up so you understand, we're not a regular talk show where I go get the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and then every 30 minutes we have a new topic, and I go, what do you think of this football player who won't, you know, stand for the national anthem? Well, he's a bastard and a horrible person. Okay, tell us something we don't know. Or maybe he's just misguided. It doesn't matter. It's a diversion. And I'm not saying you're bad if you're looking at it or talking about it. What I'm saying is that we tend to focus in on the big central issues to communicate with people in government and corporations worldwide for true detente, so that the globalists can't manipulate nation states off against each other to collapse us so they can take control. I'm here exposing the hat trick. And once you explain it to the military, you explain it to every military. Once you've explained it to the Japanese vice president, which I did many years ago, they understand. And I'm not saying that in a haughty way. You think these people are smart. They are, but they've always been their own politics, their own system. They go off the mainstream media and off those issues like it's real, because you instinctively think your national paper is going to actually be trying to help your country. No, it isn't. There was no other narrative. No one was producing one. We produced a narrative that isn't perfect, but is on target. And now what is really exciting is that narrative is being picked up everywhere, and people are discovering it's not my narrative or Dr. Pachinik's narrative. It is the narrative of what's really happening, because they don't need to hear it from us. They can hear us talking about something and then tune right over to what's happening beside them and see it continuing on. And once you understand the globalist plan, then you can go read the books they've written. I would say perhaps you should start there, but people don't seem to start with the rulers of the planet's own books they write. They tend to just stick with mainstream media. But if you do want to go read Tragedy and Hope and things like that, you really should, because then you will look around the world and go, oh my God, these people are out of control and they're crazy and we've got to stop them. Now, you hear the confidence of somebody like Steve Pachinik, and first and foremost in the military and in black ops and in clandestine operations, confidence is everything. And I don't think he's wrong with his confidence overall. But at the same time, we need to still be really, really concerned, because we're sitting on top of a time bomb. And he knows that. He's trying to give you confidence. But it's not that it's a lie. We're not sitting here just giving you confidence to be confident. Good things are happening. So we just want to put that best foot forward and point out that we can change the world together. I remember Pachinik, when he was still in the Council on Foreign Relations, pretty high up in it and things, leaking info to us. Don't let me use that word. Giving us information like 15 years ago that would like then be all over the newspapers in 2 days. But, of course, we didn't get credit for it. I didn't care. And then people in different agencies and stuff said, who is this kid? He doesn't even care about getting credit. He'll take all the risk and not take any of the credit. Well, yeah, I'm trying to defeat the New World Order that wants my guns and wants to conquer my family. It isn't about getting credit fighting these people. But at this point, we have to give ourselves credit to understand how powerful the information is. And you, the listener, you, the viewer, are at the heart of this whole thing. And so you have to understand, no matter what happens to myself or others, you carry on this information after that. That's what's so important. So, yes, we are in danger of larger wars. Yes, the neocons and George Soros and other weirdos are trying to start World War III. Yes, the militaries have basically taken that out of their hands, where we're at a point that's so crazy that the military has had to stand up against Obama. That's why he fired thousands of different people and has been flipping out and doing all this crazy stuff. And these dinosaurs like Clinton have finally gone back and reverse engineered where all the information comes from and where let's just say somebody dumb enough to stand up and tell the truth came from. That's really, everybody already knew the truth. Just, I was just dumb enough. No, I wasn't dumb enough. I believed in humanity. I believed that if we told the truth and warned people and raised the alarm, there were men and women better than me that would rise up and lead the fight to defeat this. And it's happening. And that's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. There isn't just evil in the universe. There's good, too. But if you do nothing, evil wins the day. If you forfeit the game, if you don't get in the arena, it's game over. In fact, I want to read it one more time. It's the last two times I asked you for it, I dropped the ball, didn't read it. Will you guys print me the Man in the Arena speech? Thanks. Let's go ahead and go to Paul Joseph Watson's short report on how what a statesman Trump is, bringing people together. Meanwhile, Hillary is threatening Russia with nuclear war, with World War III. Here it is.
If Donald Trump threatened to go to war with a major military power, do you think the media would be interested? Yet Hillary Clinton just did precisely that, and it's barely a footnote in the mainstream press. Take a look.
You've seen reports. Russia's hacked into a lot of things. China's hacked into a lot of things. Russia even hacked into the Democratic National Committee. Maybe even some state election systems. So we've got to step up our game, make sure we are well defended and able to take the fight to those who go after us. As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
In case you missed that, Hillary just said that the next time Russia is blamed for a hack, because there's no evidence whatsoever that they were behind the DNC hack, Hillary will fight them with a military response. Fighting with a military response. That sounds a heck of a lot like a threat of war to me. Threatening to declare war on Russia. You'd think that would be a big story, right? Yet virtually no big media outlet even highlighted it. Donald Trump has been savage for being reckless with his words. Yet here we have Hillary openly invoking military conflict with a global superpower, and the media gives her a free pass. We've had a year of hysteria over Trump starting World War III and having control over the nuclear codes. But it's not Trump who's brazenly threatening another nuclear-armed country with war. It's Hillary Clinton. Clinton is crazy. She thinks Vladimir Putin is behind literally everything, from WikiLeaks email hacks to Trump to the rise of the alt-right, with zero evidence. But the media parrots it like it's gospel. She's also perfectly prepared to launch into wars that have disastrous consequences.
We came, we saw, we died.
And I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran. We would be able to totally obliterate them.
Hillary Clinton openly threatening war with Russia. And the media doesn't even report on it. But they'll continue to lecture us about how it's Trump who's being irresponsible with his rhetoric. Give me a break.
By the way, when I heard her with that quote, I guess just a few days ago, it was 2 weeks ago that the headline was, NATO announces that cyber attacks will be seen as military attacks and the U.S. will respond. Militarily. And there it is. Massive cyber attack and trigger NATO response. Stoltenberg, the head of NATO. So NATO says it might have grounds to attack Russia. And now you hear Hillary saying the exact same thing. And of course, they've not proven that Russia did that. You know, early on I said, oh yeah, Russia's done a lot of hacks, like of the UN and climate gate. Oh, thank you, Russia, for going into the university where they were organizing the whole UN and over 1,000 universities to, quote, hide the decline and push carbon tax. That was going to be a forced carbon tax on Russia that would kill their only big export. And it'll hurt everybody else, too. It's a scam. I'm going to pay the Rockefellers and Rothschilds and Al Gore trillions of dollars. Good job, Russia. Standing up for your own interests. You're saying Russia, people go, why is Russia so aligned with the liberty movement worldwide and everybody? Because it's the new world order. It's the big global government screwing everyone. Instead of Hydra heads, it's got you-know-what. It's just screwing everybody, basically. And people are tired of it, man. And you've got Hillary running around. But The more I looked into it, now it's been admitted, most of this is just all sorts of private hackers, people in U.S. agencies, DNC staffers. But when she came out, and now she just says that, you know, Russia hacked. That's not even admitted by the FBI. She just says it. She lies. She lies. She lies. So a very, very important video. You know, I shot a video a week ago titled World War III is not fear porn. This attitude that bad things can happen generationally is what leads to giant wars. Governments, communist governments, killed over 200 million people in the 20th century. They killed tens of millions in the last 16 years. Other wars combined, I mean, World War II killed 21 million Germans, okay, 20 million Russians, close to a million Americans. And these people sit around like it's impossible when we're desperately trying to stop it. And I love how it's always mental midgets, TV heads, video game heads that look at us that are informed, that are communicating to generals, that are communicating to, you know, real people worldwide trying to stop this. I'm not bragging, but we're the real people that are informed and involved in what we're talking about, trying to stop all this crap, trying to get better trade deals, trying to not have all this GMO stuff causing the cancer, trying to get the glyphosate out of the water, and all these lazy jackasses look at me and say, I'm the problem. Well, listen, even if you're a lazy jackass, I still care about you. The globalists think you're an idiot, want to get rid of you. Okay, now here's my deal. We're going to get rid of the globalist. If you want to go jump off a cliff after that, you're welcome to, but I'm not going to do it. Anthony Gucciardi, your take on today's broadcast.
You know, it's funny. It's such a juxtaposition, isn't it? People don't care about the real things. They want to attack you for being in the arena. And I love that allegory, by the way, of being in the arena. Because people just, they want to sit around and they want to watch television and do anything they can to get their mind off of it so they don't have to actually think about any of this. And it's funny how people care so much about things like the Zika virus, like, oh my God, the Zika virus is coming. We have to just do everything we possibly can. It's the end of the world. But then you have Putin speaking of even mentioning World War III. I mean, that's insane.
He's saying you're moving missiles in, you're breaking your treaties, you're menacing us. We've got to do something. Why won't you cover it? Why you keep doing this? We don't even have military bases. We're not doing anything to you. We're in a depression. You've got horrible wartime sanctions on us. Stop it. What the hell are you doing? You just love Putin. No, I don't like picking on people that haven't done anything to me. Who do I hate? Who do I want to fight? I want to fight the globalists. They're big. They're powerful. They're pissing on us.
People are threatened by anything that disturbs their reality that they have had created for them. And I'm not sitting here insulting everyone, acting like everyone's stupid, okay?
Now, I know our audience knows this, but I'm just talking about the general public who cannot, the average American doesn't know the three branches of government. They have no idea who the vice president is. And I'm sorry, Republicans got their problems, but when you talk to an average Democrat, they are the stupidest people in the world. We go out in Austin trying to find smart Democrats. They're the dumbest people you've ever seen. They are jackasses.
You know, you talk about why don't people care about that? Why do they say it's fear porn? Because they've got different problems. They have a different set of problems.
They're living in a fantasy land.
A delusional fantasy land
where they're all powerful and, you know, they've got their, you know, fantasy land they're going to live in. They've got stacks of TV shows and video games and comic books they want to look at. Well, good. You're not even an adult. You're a baby.
Well, they're upset. Look, they're upset by Twitter posts. You're upset by the proclamation of World War III. That you just have different quality problems. And the thing is, the people that are upset by the Twitter posts, they're going to do anything they can to shut you down in their brain. So they're going to label you. They're going to say whatever it is. They're going to label you. They're going to try and shut you down because the intrusion into their mindset that their problems aren't.
You
where
just
they
said it.
Be.
I was thinking this is incredible. Anthony, you just reminded me. I was thinking last night and this morning. I was like, why do these trendies hate me? Why do they lie about me? Why do they attack me when all I do is care about them? Because I'm a human. They should care about me. It's symbiotic. And I realize it. I am intruding on their fantasy land.
You are.
And that's what they don't like.
You are actually coming in with a sledgehammer. You know, maybe it doesn't mean every single thing we say, but you're coming in with a sledgehammer, smashing down the wall. Seriously, I mean, think about this. And it's all a fantasy land where all that matters is the things on Netflix and someone getting triggered by something. This is real life. We joke about this kind of stuff. We joke about getting triggered and all that. People really care about that. I've spoken to.
Oh no, they get off. Harvard is triggered by the word. All sorts of just basic words. Let me expand on this. It's like we're busting into a wall where there's mind control victims from birth, hooked up to virtual reality goggles, where they're in endless orgies or whatever. They're actually all debilitated. They're having their blood siphoned off for GMO experiences. You know, all sorts of crazy stuff. Here's the allegory. They're hooked up to this thing, and I'm there trying to unhook them like the Matrix. You're trying to unhook them, and they're like pulling the goggles off and going, ah, get away from me. You're evil. You're bad. I want back in the Matrix. I mean, I think that's what you're saying, Anthony.
Yeah, it's sad because we're not going in there saying, you're stupid, you're bad. We're saying, hey, just take the goggles off for 5 minutes. Just look at it. Saying, hey, you know, maybe we don't have all the answers, but at least just take the goggles off. Just look for 1 second. Just come on. Just at least try. But then, you see, they're not insulting people like us. Because they actually look into what we say. They don't read the books that you're reading. They don't read the information you're presenting. They don't read any of this stuff, a lot of these people. Not everybody, some of these people. They don't read
anything.
So
what do we do about them? Because I've seen people that actually awake and involved decide the Matrix and say, I don't care. I know you're right. I want to go watch movies and play video games and read comic books. Bye-bye. I choose oblivion.
The answer is... we have to look at all the systems that led them there, right? So we have to infiltrate those systems, which is what's happening.
I agree. We're trying.
Look at the social networks. Everything that is being posted on there, if you look at what's really trending, a lot of it is decent news, right? So what happens is people get into these, as Matt Drudge calls them, ghettos, right? I'm going to say mind ghettos, not even just social networks, because they can be good in some ways. But mind ghettos, you have to infiltrate the like prisons of the mind and activate and say, hey, look at this little thing. It doesn't have to be huge, right? Like just a little bit of a crumb, like a crumb trail, like when someone gets lost in the forest and they leave like M&Ms or whatever to follow it. Just a little trail just to make them start questioning things and thinking about things. Because once you get there, it becomes addictive. Because once you take the glasses off, you can't just put them back on. You might want to, but you can't, right? So even if it means questioning a little bit of something, even if it means using the so-called tactics that the establishment system uses, right? Like little meme images and like...
absolutely, because if that's what gets them to come into a larger window and see what's happening, let's do it. It's almost like shooting a laser pointer through a window into some enslaved group's system. They're in their own little false paradigm. You want to bring them into a larger paradigm, even though you're not perfect. Then that little laser pointer makes them come to the window to realize there even is a window, and maybe they see the woman they're going to end up loving and marrying and having kids with when they stare down into the street, all because you distracted them away from the TV for 10 seconds out of that false dimension into this real dimension. But let me ask you this. They're announcing all the censorship. They're pulling out all the stops. They're going crazy right now. Is that a sign of weakness or of strength?
Total weakness. Think about this. The reason that we are seeing, and by the way, this is real human empowerment talking about this stuff. The reason we're seeing all this actually happening and people getting more so-called awake, so-called aware, whatever you want to say, is because now more than ever before, look at this image on screen of Mark Zuckerberg walking around like a god. Stuff like that, it reminds people. So let's say they listened to Alex Jones. Let's say they listened to Matt Drudge, whatever, like 5-6 years ago, and they heard about some of this stuff, and they're like, I don't know, I'm going to put that under the rug for a while. What happens is it sits there. It sits in the mind, and then they see something like this photo. Or then they see Hillary say, I have no health problems, but of course she's saying right now that she can't remember Benghazi because of her health problems. I mean, those kind of things, the people aren't actually innately stupid. They're not.
And
they,
see, if you're conscious, like, let's take Drudge. The first thing Drudge thinks when she puts out an article saying I couldn't remember because I have no memory because of concussions is her saying she doesn't have any memory problems, and it's great. But someone who's tied into this Arrested Development, Suspended Disbelief, TV head stuff, has no memory and is always only in the moment reactively as a spectator, not in the arena. But all InfoWars does, or Drudge does, is sit there and go, Obama said feds aren't involved in elections a month ago. Now they're taking them over. It's like 2 + 2 = 4. We're not involved in rocket science behavior. But if you can realize 2 + 2 = 4, if you can't see Zuckerberg's walking by with a crap-eating grin, looking at his idiot employees, squatted over with virtual reality goggles on, he's bipedal, they're the slaves, they're devolving, the predator's in control, they're like monkeys with brain chips in their heads. I mean, I didn't call Drudge up and say, this is total enslavement. By the time I woke up in the morning, he had that up. Before I even saw what he said about it, I already had that thought when I saw the photo. I go to Drudge, he's saying exactly what I thought. Not because we're synced up psychically, but because as a normal, smart human, I know enslavement and what's bad when I see it.
You posted it on Twitter the very second you saw it. And the thing is...
you had a good memory. I did. I sent it out before I even went to Drudge and saw that he had it.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying is we're like synced. It's like if I was Donald Trump, I'd say, let's fight globalism. Let's come together as nation states. Let's have respect. You're not respecting us. I want to respect you. The Mexican president sold. See, I said Trump should say that. Trump didn't get that from me. It's just what the truth is.
And that's why you go crazy when you do this for so long, because no one listens. And you say, don't people see what's going on? It's not that people are stupid. I don't think people are innately stupid. They just turn the light switch off in their head because they're busy. They don't care. They have job to do.
I agree.
They get home, they're tired.
Sometimes I wish I knew how to do that. Okay. Thank God I never found the switch where I don't care.
I know. Because right?
I'd probably flip it sometimes. I get it.
I'm looking for it. I don't know where it is.
Exactly. I'm looking for this damn switch.
But
you
know
what? Thank God we don't. Thank God we never found it, Anthony.
I mean,
I don't want to be these zombies. I'm going to come back, hand the baton to you. I got a few other articles to hit. Stay with us. This is what freedom looks
like,
folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Great news! Alex Jones' latest podcasts are now available free on your phone. Just dial 701-719-9960. Save it to your contacts. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone updates automatically and is a free service. Super easy and includes audio controls. Press 4 to rewind and 6 to fast forward. 20 seconds per tap. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone. Call now. 701-719-9960. That's 701-719-9960.
If you're receiving this transmission, I told you over and over again, you are the resistance. You see it now, don't you? Never again. Never bravado. Destiny.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Everyone can now see it's inevitable. The clash between the Republic and the New World Order. The source of the globalist power is also its downfall. The stolen keys to the Renaissance will be returned to our hands if we take them. It is those of us, the progeny of liberty, who can pull the sword from the stone. The enemy cannot use it. That's why they've done everything they can to shut down open free societies while calling themselves the liberals. They are the enemy of all that is open and free. Liberty only means open, free, independent, wild. What is open and free and wild about what these people bring us? Trigger warnings. The family's bad. Independence is bad. Ban football. Ban contact sports. Ban language. So that these twisted crones can swim above us in the ether and feel more powerful than us. Because all they want to do is fallen wrecks is bring us lower than them. That is their destiny. And their destiny is to fall, ladies and gentlemen. I want to read the Man in the Arena by our former president, Mr. Teddy Roosevelt. Because, I should read this every day when the show starts. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who is at best in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. Everything the social engineers do is to make sure you never have your mettle tested. I was talking to Anthony about this yesterday. Growing up in Philadelphia, he was talking about getting beat up and, you know, getting his nose broken and people robbing him and stuff, and how now, looking back, that made him stronger. And it is totally true. That which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. And that's why they want us totally arrested, totally frozen, totally as our identity being losers, instead of using adversity to make ourselves stronger, using the adversity to basically piss our pants, roll over in a fetal position, and commit suicide.
No, exactly. Think about the exact enemy of all this is someone in the arena. They want to make you a critic. They want to make you sit down on the sidelines and look at people that are actually doing things and start attacking them and start mocking them. Think about a Roman arena. I mean, you don't want to go in and die, but at least you're going to pick up your sword and fight instead of sitting there like a sloth creature on the side.
I was about to say, because the people in the arena actually know they're conscious. In this system, everybody's in the arena, even if you think you're a spectator. And so this isn't even the classic gladiatorial arena. This is the real arena of life. You decide to die when you decide to not get in the arena. The only chance at life is the arena.
Exactly. But you can delude yourself into thinking that you're not a fighter. You can delude yourself into thinking you're above the game. You know what? I don't want to have to sit here and talk about this stuff. It would be great if everyone just realized everything. I don't, like, get deep pleasure from people not realizing stuff. The ultimate weakness, if you think about the people that are doing these things, the corrupt, horrible people, the real black art of people, if you think about the weakness, it's like going up to a five-year-old, okay? A five-year-old and equating that to someone that's turned off the light switch in their head. They don't care. They're unconscious. And you go up to the five-year-old and you lie to them and you say, there's a chocolate factory over there. Go over there. It's beautiful. It's amazing. Go into the chocolate factory. They'll probably be like, okay, does that mean you're powerful? Wow, you just duped a five-year-old. When you are duping people that don't have the level of understanding because they're too busy, they're exhausted, they feel like crap, they're unhealthy.
That's it. It's like Mike Tyson beating up a five-year-old and feeling powerful. It's a straw man.
Weakness.
And that's why they're so scared of Trump, is deep down they know he's a man, he's worldly, he loves life, though. Women, kids, wealth, spoiling the people around him, hiring tons of minorities, fighting the system. He's always been anti-establishment because he's done it on his own. They know that guy doesn't like them screwing everybody over. He likes to screw over the big and powerful. He likes to defeat the big guys. He admits that. And they know that spirit. They cannot stand that manly spirit.
And remember also, the whole point, this is in every PR book. If you've ever read PR books, or you ever read basically, like, not even marketing, but just kind of like organizing things,
Ad-man
and categorizing
stuff,
people and controlling them and stuff. The number one thing is always keep the focus off yourself. So what the globalist, essentially corrupt, crazy people do is the focus is on this. Like, oh, the focus is on race. Or the
Black
focus
Lives Matter.
Is
we're
on
foreign banks, raping your whole country, taking
them
over, feeding you GMO.
Whether you love them or not, guess what he does? He puts the focus on them. And that is the scariest thing possible. And that's why the media is freaking out. That's why everyone's freaking out. The focus is finally on them again. because he's actually asking the questions. He's actually naming people. He's actually saying, hey, look, these people are screwing up the country.
Start that over. He's always interrupting.
But that's bad. That's why there always has to be a new thing. There has to be a new crazy scandal. Like, it has to be Johnny Depp's ex-wife or whatever. They're just desperately trying. Like, it's like a waiter. Like, would you like this? Would you like this? And the American people are like, no, we want the red meat. We want the truth. They're like, would you like some souffle? They're just trying to get anything to be more viral. But they can't. That's why they're so pissed. Nothing is more viral than whatever Trump says. That's how he has defeated them. It's always now on them.
That's right.
The focus is on the
establishment. Repeat that, because that's so important. That's why they're so scared, because he knows to go, it's foreign banks, they're screwing you, it's rigged, and they don't want that. They're like, no, 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 you're not supposed to do that.
Hey, I apologize, by the way, if I interrupted. My audio completely cut out.
Oh, it's okay. I can tell your audio cut out.
I'm back now.
But if you can hear me now, please repeat what you were saying. Elaborate on that, because you've hit on it, and that's true. They're afraid of him because it's putting it back on them.
Exactly. They don't want the spotlight on them. They want to scurry around like little rats in the darkness and then tell you, look over there. It's like the classic military trick. Like if you're a spec ops person and you have like, let's say a little rock or something, and you throw it over there so it goes king, and then everyone looks over there like, oh, there they are, get them. That's what they do. So they're running around doing all their dirty tricks, and then they throw a little pebble over there and it goes ding, and that's their little scandal. Like that's their Zika or that's whatever it is. Like now they're trying to say like, oh, like, this 17-year-old boy died after getting a hickey. Watch out. Like, any little weird, stupid thing to get your attention.
To make you
off.
Fearful, to make you be afraid of what's good in life.
Exactly.
Anything good, like mating or being informed or getting in a fight, which sounds bad, but it's normal ritualistic. Anything like having a hard job. You know, it's like, no, having a hard job doesn't make you stronger. It makes you weaker. You've been screwed over. It's all about making you give up on life and not having those rites of passage that make you strong.
Primal instincts are the enemy of all of this.
Because people think of primal instinct as dumbed down. No, it's all the real essence of our highest intelligence manifested when we become primal.
And, you know, you think about it like this. So people could say, oh, yeah, primal instinct or gut instinct. You know, Alex talks about his gut instinct a lot. Well, guess what? Your gut actually has neurons in it that are directly connected to the brain, almost as many as your brain. It is your second brain. It is connected in.
Your brain actually tells your body what to do through the gut.
Exactly. So all of this stuff that we say, oh, it's so stupid and old and like only people that are unscientific.
It goes back to this. When the brain's hungry, it tells the stomach to growl. Well, it's a lot bigger than that. The brain says, I don't like this through the stomach because the brain doesn't have the same feeling. And it's admitted through ganglia in the spine into the gut. That's your brain, folks.
Exactly. So the point is, that's just one example.
It's your subconscious that's way more powerful, let's say 100 times more powerful on average than your conscious mind is telling you through your gut.
Yeah, so guess
what?
That's
the big brain. That's the thing with 1,000 IQ telling you what to do. That's why it's never wrong. The damn thing's so smart, it's incredible.
You have to listen to your instincts. And they can be screwed up through different things in the food and everything, but your instincts are there for a reason.
Exactly, and the enemy's trying to hammer our instincts and our innate programming that is so powerful.
Exactly. See, we live in a deluded world where, no, that's not true. You have to be academic, and you have to look at things and say, well,
you have to go through our system and use our definitions. It's all meant to minimize it and not unify the theory when everything is unified.
Verbal domination is control. When you control the language.
Oh, I mean, I talked about Gary Johnson. I asked the question earlier why he gets so pissed. I said, well, sir, I was being polite. He couldn't stand it because I really had facts and history, and I was really an intellectual, and he was a empty, fake piece of filth. Democratic Party operative.
No, I don't know.
And about
system as a weapon, and that's verbal domination, which they say you're only allowed to say these words, you're only allowed to say that, that's political correctness. But then they use that as a weapon in their arsenal. So they say, oh, well, have you not educated? What is your degree? Is your degree
not
necessary?
Well, notice he's talking about that guy going, you're not allowed to use the word illegal alien. I said, and he goes, why? He goes, I told you this, why? Well, shut up. You don't even have any real intellectual arguments. I'd say, well, why does Mexico have 6 months to a year hard labor? Why do they call me illegal alien? And I'd have the article right there. They use the same term. You know, it comes from Spain. He'd be he goes, no, you, the ruling class, taught Hispanics who are here illegal to be all hurt and angry like they've been screwed over and butthurt if someone dare says, hey, you got to follow the rules of other people. But see, the same Democrats and Republicans that did that make it super hard to be legal. There's all sorts of people like Watson and people I've got here that from Mexico that are here legally. You got to jump through all these hoops and paperwork. Maybe they'll have to work here. You should make it easy for smart, hardworking people to come work here. And that's what Trump's saying. But see, they cut off that part of his speech and just have him going, got a lot of bad criminals coming in here. Well, we do. See, it's all deception, folks, and I don't get off on deceiving the viewers and listeners. I get off on seeing us rise. And I know Anthony, is the spirit of liberty not exploding right now?
It is. It's already, you know what, it's already there. It's already winning. It's already defeating everything. You think about the concept of what Francis Bacon, the spirit of liberty, freedom fighters, all this stuff is old. What's old is new. And that's the funny thing, too. How many times throughout human history have we had this struggle? But every single time it seems like it's just so dampened an attack. It's like, don't you understand? This is the new age where we are focused on these new things and this pseudo-intellectualism of academia.
They create a whole butthurt world of it's Lynch Hall. They want to hang me. No, it's an Irish name that lynching got called because the Lynches hung their son. It's like, I get to get butthurt. I won the bingo game. Why play the butthurt game?
Yeah, meanwhile, real intellectualism is curing diseases, is empowering people, is talking about things that really work, economic change, all this stuff. But we can't have any of that because we're too busy fighting in this little bubble of BS that means nothing. Because guess what? We got our attention focused there. We fell and got duped. Okay? We got duped hard. We got screwed because we became...
Well, you can see the con artist. I mean, if you go to, like, you know, the New York and Times Square... That's Hollywood. That's trying to suck you into its little fake world, all glittery and beautiful. But you walk right around the corner to Central Park, and it's like, no, this is where I want to be. Even if you get mugged in there, you know, it's all safe to me where all the big TVs are and all the crap's being sold. But you go to where the woods are, then it's not safe, but that's where you want to be.
So I don't know if there's a syndrome or a symptom, whatever it is called for this too, but there's the Paris syndrome where people specifically from Japan go to Paris and they watch all these movies and cartoons like, oh, the Eiffel Tower is so beautiful. Paris is so amazing. And then when they get there, they have a nervous breakdown because it's not that nice. And the Eiffel Tower is rusty and there's people pissing on it and stuff. So they basically have a nervous breakdown panic attack. And I think it's called Eiffel Tower syndrome or Paris syndrome.
Well, what it is you think the grass is greener. Look, let's name a syndrome. I've seen people worship Hollywood stars, worship fame. I never worshipped it, but I thought, well, let me see it. Once I was at, and I mean plenty of times, the biggest parties, you name it, met basically everybody. These people were totally alone, totally unhappy. You couldn't pay me to now go be involved in all of it. But see, only 1 out of 1,000 people might see what I've seen, maybe 1 out of 10,000. So they still think it's like some magic, wonderful world. No, it's more like hell. Because you're not just there with a bunch of unhappy people. You're in a place with, like, smog and raining ash with a bunch of neurotic assistants. So, again, it's that same syndrome.
Exactly.
They believe, and that's why people actually get power and then become even more broken down.
I was going to say Hollywood syndrome. That's what I was going to say. It's almost like Hollywood syndrome exists, even on a micro level. If people don't get to go to the parties and see all the craziness, also, you can just go to Hollywood. It's not very nice. I mean, you go to Hollywood and you think, like, oh, I'm going to just get bathed in oils and, like, hang out with Scarlett Johansson. No, you're not. You're going to go get harassed by homeless people. Okay? I mean...
And then if you're at the big house, there's a bunch of drug addicts and weirdos or fried people and a bunch of weird, you know, producers feeding off of them, and it's just totally unhappy.
It's vampiric. The society over
there
is
soulless.
Vampiric. Not everyone's bad. There's a lot of awesome stuff there. But there's vampires that they also want to just take all the people that
well,
are...
Well, I'll say this. You can hardly... I mean, I've got a lot of big invites out there and a lot of big stuff, and I've been out there in years. You cannot get me out there. So, I mean, I thought it was just the oxygen before, but I noticed I started getting sick before the plane even landed. I'd be flying in, there'd be fires all around the plane like it's hell. Every time I flew in, just fires everywhere. And you'd see fires out the windows. And then you land, it's like zombies everywhere.
You mean you didn't feel like Hollywood was so glamorous and there were just stars everywhere and it was happiness?
No. And people know that I know people like Charlie Sheen and stuff, but that's the tip of the iceberg.
It's funny, actually. People knew the invitations you got that you put down. You
well,
say
point
no
is,
way.
The point is, Charlie's had a lot of courage and had some problems. Point is that that's the tip of the iceberg. But I've been around other people bigger than him in Hollywood. And if you sit there and, like, play into the narcissism with them, and, like, it's like they're under mind control, then they love you. But the minute you're just like, they go, oh, you don't like it or anything. Like, no, I'm gone. They're like, yes, it's horrible. I mean, these people are slaves. It is hell. Hollywood is hell, brother.
Yeah. I mean, why do you think all those production companies and everything, the wannabe people They don't just say, oh, you're a great singer, come on in and we're going to give you a great deal. They are vampires. They take all the wannabe people that don't have anything, don't have legal representation. They give them the worst deals possible. They control every aspect
of
their life.
Throw you out there and see what catches on and then take everything from you.
Yeah.
And then have the boys drop by when they're ready to cash in on insurance when they think your career's peaked and inject you and then you commit suicide. And they do. They do kill a large portion of the stars and the music people. That's why so many die at their peak at 28 or 30, because you're being murdered.
Sounds like a great system.
Sounds like I'm going to start my own, Anthony, and not screw people over. Exactly. We're creating the new world, brother.
This is the
Renaissance. Yeah. It's the new world, baby.
In a dyad, right? So here's Hollywood and the fake establishment system. This is just independent, liberty-loving people that don't care, that are passionate, that want to get in the arena. They're not afraid of faltering to the system, right? It doesn't mean being totally insane and totally detached from reality, right? Because you have to use reality as a weapon, because reality is great. The third part of reality is amazing. But the dyad is actually shifting towards liberty once again. And I think this has happened a million times throughout history. You can look at all the ancient societies and you can look at...
I mean, I'll tell you this, for all their problems, I would rather be around hardcore combat soldiers than anybody, because just the vibe is so much more real compared to like a Hollywood fop. I mean, it's like this person's alive and real and honorable and way more powerful than this Hollywood producer that's worth $5 billion who's a total piece of crap. And I mean, that's some trailblazer in media that tells the truth and has a strong spirit. I'm going to be around that, not just because somebody has a bunch of money.
Well, I think people are sculpted by what they have to face, too. And the thing is, you've seen a lot of things, and you come in here and try to tell people, they don't understand because they haven't seen it before. Just like someone who's a combat-hardened veteran has maybe seen kids die in front of them, has killed kids. And they try to explain that to someone, explain the value of things, and they're not going to get it.
That's right. It's about your experiences. And the globalists want to keep you an artificial experience, not real experience, so that you don't graduate to the hierarchy of human development. Anthony, come back, finish up with a plug, too, because we need to fund this operation. I'm going to go have this meeting.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security security of knowing we're protected, no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
Final segment of the show. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. That was a great talk with Alex. Really, really puts things into perspective. And you've got to think about this, too. No matter what you're doing, you are supporting something. So what did you do today? Maybe you went to Starbucks in the morning. You purchased a coffee. You're supporting Starbucks. Not that you're bad for doing that. I drink Starbucks coffee sometimes, too. But what you're doing is every day you are supporting things. You're choosing to give clicks and views to some websites. You're choosing to financially support some groups, organizations, products, whatever. And it's important to support the organizations you actually like and that are actually doing something for you and giving you value and actually going ahead and projecting forward the things that you know are important. And the point of that is, the truth is, the products at InfoWarsLife.com are the very best. They're absolutely the top quality. We talk about the manufacturers that will have herbs fall on the floor and they'll sweep it up with a broom and they'll just put it back on the conveyor belt. Yeah, we don't do that. We don't gash prices and go crazy on people. It's super affordable. It's really good stuff. And right now, this is important because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 20% off, which is, of course, the multivitamin drink. It tastes great. It doesn't even have stevia in it. It has xylitol, which is great for your teeth. It has everything you need, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And then, of course, BioTrue Selenium, which is brand new. It is 100% organic mustard seed extract selenium of the highest bioavailable form. It's absolutely the best on InfoWarsLife.com. And that goes great with X2, Survival Shield X2. It's the perfect pair. Synergistically helps promote thyroid health, support so much from like DNA production to eyesight. It's the real deal. Definitely need to check it out, InfoWarsLife.com. And this is your last chance if you still want to get the Armageddon DVD with the free offers. It's the two of Alex's films for free, or a colloidal silver bullet, which is $20, by the way. So it's $20 free if you get two DVDs of Armageddon. That special is going to be over. And by the way, the selenium is under $20. Okay, so you could choose to go to a gas station and get like a protein bar and some waters and cost about as much as one product that could really help you and potentially change your life. So this is InfoWarsLife.com. Support things that you believe in. Support the operation that actually makes a difference, even if it's not perfect. We're sitting here in the arena. We talked about being in the arena. I want to hit a few little news pieces here before we go. They're actually big news pieces. So look at this. Like it's been nuked, millions of bees dead after South Carolina sprays for Zika mosquitoes. And the reason I printed this one out, as you may have heard already, is the Zika hysteria. What did we talk about earlier? We talked about the concept of hysteria just being pumped in like adrenaline into the veins of the country, right? The media just, oh, Zika is what you have to care about. Don't worry about anything else. This is it. So they're just spraying all over the place to get these mosquitoes that could potentially, theoretically, maybe be carrying Zika. And yeah, maybe it is an issue, right? But as a result, they kill millions of bees, which are already in sharp decline and are responsible for 2/3 of the entire food supply. Now, let's look at this next piece, too, as another example of this. So this is an article that was among the top on Reddit News, which is, I think, the number 5 website in the world. It's very, very big, especially for finding news. Man claims he has Pokemon, tries to lure kids in a car, police say. So Pokemon Go, the app, right? Oh, it's like you always hear about these stories of people trying to lure children into cars. And when I was younger, I used to watch the nightly news with my parents and always be, watch out, your child could be kidnapped. This could happen. But the truth is, I print out some stats, and we got to go to break here to end the show. But basically, more than 90% of kidnapped children are from friends and family. It's almost never that a stranger does it, and only 100 children a year are even kidnapped, a fraction of 1%, and half of those return home. So, wait a minute, why are we so freaked out constantly? Your child could be kidnapped from a stranger. It's because they want to scare you about things like getting struck by lightning, or this. A boy died after getting a hickey. Could you die from getting a hickey? It's all craziness, all distraction, all madness. Alex will be back on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and of course, Monday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Anthony Gucciardi, this is the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for watching.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.